This is All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Rumsey. Ever since Republicans took control of the North Carolina State House in 2010 and began reshaping election districts in their favor, disagreements over new electoral maps have wound up in the courts. Judges have ordered legislative leaders to redraw both legislative and congressional maps. As those legal battles continue, the U.S. Supreme Court today ruled in two other partisan gerrymandering cases from Wisconsin and Maryland that are being closely watched here in North Carolina. WFAE's David Borax joins me to talk about those rulings. David, what were these two cases and what did the Supreme Court say?
Well, the courts sent both the Wisconsin and Maryland cases back to the lower courts on technicalities, but it didn't actually rule on the key question here, whether it's legal for a party in power to redraw election districts to give themselves an unfair advantage. In the first case, the justices ruled against Wisconsin Democrats who had challenged the legislative districts that gave Republicans a big majority in the state legislature there. But the ruling concerned only whether those who challenged the districts had standing to sue. The court sent it back to the lower court and said individual voters must prove their case district by district, not statewide, which is what the case was all about. And separately, the justice ruled against Maryland Republicans who objected to one congressional district they didn't like there. They had lost a lower court ruling where the courts refused to issue a preliminary injunction against the district boundary drawn by Democrats in 2011. The Maryland case has not gone to trial yet at the lower level, so Monday's ruling means the case will now go forward. I talked with Bob Phillips of Common Cause North Carolina, which filed a local case now pending at the Supreme Court. He was disappointed that the court basically sidestepped the main issue.
The Supreme Court, I guess some people are saying, punted on making a real decision on these two cases about what it was really a challenge over, and that is, should partisan gerrymandering be deemed unconstitutional? And the Supreme Court on technicalities tossed these cases back to the lower court.
And partisan gerrymandering is also the main issue in a North Carolina case now on the waiting list at the Supreme Court.
Well, David, remind us more about the North Carolina case.
So it's actually two cases now consolidated into one that challenged the new North Carolina congressional maps drawn in 2016. The court is considering if and when it might hear the case. Both Common Cause and the League of Women Voters challenged the maps, saying that the way Republicans drew them took away the voices of voters not in the majority party. The new boundaries created 10 Republican districts and 3 Democratic districts, and that's in a state where Democrats actually outnumber Republicans. Here's Bob Phillips of Common Cause again.
For North Carolina, we're encouraged because certainly these technicalities have nothing to do with our case. We feel like we have a particularly strong case here, especially with sort of the smoking gun, if you will, and that is where lawmakers blatantly bragged about what they were doing when they drew these maps in February 2016, and that was admitting it was a partisan gerrymander.
Blatantly bragged. David, remind us, what was the controversial comment?
Well, it came from Representative David Lewis. He spoke in 2016 after the Republicans put out the new map, and he said,
I acknowledge freely that this would be a political gerrymander, which is not against the law. I propose that we draw the maps to give a partisan advantage to 10 Republicans and 3 Democrats, because I do not believe it's possible to draw a map with 11 Republicans and 2 Democrats.
To the opponents of this, that's the smoking gun there. You know, opponents say that it's a clear-cut demonstration that Republicans drew the boundaries to give themselves an unfair advantage in the state. I also talked with Allison Riggs. She's a senior attorney at the Southern Coalition for Social Justice, which represents the League of Women Voters here, and she says the North Carolina case has none of the procedural issues in the Wisconsin and Maryland cases.
While we put on evidence of a statewide effect, we also had a lot of evidence of individualized harm. That is, lots of maps that showed how the district lines were drawn to crack and pack Democratic voters.
Now, David Lewis put out a statement this afternoon actually welcoming the Supreme Court rulings. He thinks North Carolina will survive whatever the next steps are in the North Carolina case. And it's been a big week for these cases. It turns out the justices are scheduled to consider this at their conference this week.
All right, David, WFAE's David Borax, thank you.
You're welcome.